Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is April 6, 2010, episode 150. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, check out otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is me, the Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 26, 1953, and the title is Dishonor Among Thieves. Hope you guys enjoy.
Always the famous Cisco Kid of the Old Southwest was on the side of the law. Yet, because his sympathy was instantly given to the needy, the sick, the wounded, he found himself more than once an object of suspicion in the eyes of the law. As our story opens, two rough-looking men are riding the foothill trails some 5 miles out of Canyon City.
Canning can't be much farther on, Mace.
Just what I've been thinking. I reckon that shot you got at him this morning hit him. And if it hit him bad enough, he's going to hold up.
See them tracks?
Yeah.
He's stopping his horse more and more often to rest.
A double-crosser. I thought there was something funny about his wanting to stay and watch that first night after we held up the stage. You oughtn't to have let him, Joey.
Oh, how'd I know he was going to make off with the gold while you and I was asleep? Somebody had to stand watch. Anyway, Mace, the law wants to question him in connection with that holdup and that killing.
Yeah, he hadn't ought to shut down that driver, Joey.
With him reaching for his gun? What are you talking about? Anyway, as I was saying, people in Canyon City are talking that Bowles Banning pulled off that holdup and killing. And not a word about us.
So if we get that gold back from Bowles, we'll be fixed fine.
We'll get the gold, and we'll get him, too. Don't make no mistake about that. Come on, Mace. Hit up, Dick.
Hit up. Hit up. Hit
Pancho like to ride in these foothill canyons, Cisco.
Si, Pancho, so do I. They're beautiful canyons.
And Pancho like to ride with nothing to do but ride. Not worry, not think.
Just ride?
Si, just ride.
That's good, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Refreshing to the soul.
Si.
But as we ride, I like to look for good places to camp.
We make the camp, Cisco?
No. Not yet. It's too early in the day.
Huh?
But I like to note such places and remember them for future reference.
Future reference? What does it mean? What does it mean? Eh?
It means it is good to have them in mind, amigo.
Oh.
Sometime we might want to make use of them.
Oh, see, make use of the camp, huh?
For example, look ahead there, Pancho.
Where?
See, there's a little plateau up there.
A little plateau?
A little stream of water is tumbling down past it.
Uh-huh.
Now, that would be an ideal place to camp.
See, we go up and look at it, Cisco, no?
Oh, we might do that, amigo. Oh, there, Lobo.
Oh, Lobo, take a look at it, Lobo. Take a look now.
You know, I think we are not the first to... Pancho.
What?
I saw that bush up there move, and there is no breeze.
Look out! Imagine me. There's a breeze through that bullet.
You, up on that plateau. Stop that shooting.
Who are you?
Makes no difference who we are. One more shot from you, and we will start shooting back.
Why, Thunder, if it ain't the Cisco Kid.
Don't you think he knows you, Cisco?
Hey, come on up here, Cisco. I'm hurt, and I need help.
Who are you?
Bowles Banning.
Who Bowles Banning, Cisco?
I do not know much about him, Pancho, except that I would not trust him out of my sight.
Uh-huh.
However, if he is hurt, Pancho and I will come up there where you are. But no more shooting.
No, don't worry, Cisco. I thought you were somebody else.
We will lead the horses up, Pancho, but keep your eye on that hombre.
Pancho, keep the eye on him.
Come, Diablo, come on.
Oh, and Loco, keep an eye on the hombre, too.
Sure, I'm glad to see you two, Cisco. Maybe you can bandage up this leg of mine, huh?
Oh, Diablo, hold up.
Hold up, hold up.
Well, it's a bad wound, Banning.
Yeah.
Pancho, get some water from the stream.
See, Cisco.
How did you get that wound?
Huh? Well, I was riding the trail from the north the way you rode in. And, some hombre off across the canyon let go with a rifle. Yeah, I guess he mistook me for a deer. He got me plumb in the leg. I got as far as here, and then I had to hold up.
You say you were riding from the north, and he fired from across the canyon?
Yeah, that's right, Cisco.
It's very strange, Senor Banning. According to that, his bullet would have to pass through your horse in order to hit that leg.
Well, you see, Cisco, I got off the horse, and I was standing there looking back along the trail.
Oh?
Why don't you bring the water, Cisco?
Oh, gracias, amigo. Uh-huh. I'll wash and bandage this wound for you, Senor Banning. And after that, we'll prepare a meal for you.
Oh.
Then we'll take you to Canyon City for medical treatment.
No. I don't need no sawbones.
But you have lost a lot of blood.
No, I'm all right, I tell you. I ain't going to Canyon City.
Why don't you get some firewood while I attend to this wound?
Yes, Cisco. Why don't you get the firewood?
Perhaps Senor Banning will feel differently about having treatment after he has eaten.
We must be nigh on the bows, Joey. Them tracks are getting fresher, see? Down there in the soft earth?
Yeah, I see them. You rode right past the other trail that comes into this one.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute, Mace. Oh.
Who?
I want to get down and take a look at this here trail.
What's the matter?
Two riders swung in from that trail. You know who one of them is, Mace? It's the Cisco Kid.
How do you know?
See the print of them horseshoes? That's a big horse, Mace. A mighty big horse. And I can tell the print. Cisco has just one blacksmith make all his shoes. And they're all cast the same way. I know. I've trailed Cisco before.
Then we better take it easy, Joey. That Cisco's a mighty bad hombre.
Ah, he ain't so bad as he's cracked up to be.
Didn't he throw you out of a cafe once?
Never mind that. But I'm telling you, Mace, if I ever get a chance to tangle with the Cisco Kid, it'll be his last look at this world.
Yeah, you probably won't get the chance this time. He wouldn't be with Bose.
I don't know about that. He might be anywhere. Usually is. Hey, look.
Huh?
There's smoke ahead. Somebody's made camp.
Yeah, most likely Bose.
Mace, we'll ride into that camp. If Bose is there alone, we'll shoot him down. If Cisco's with him, we'll wait our chance and get them both. Let's go.
Pancho, think that a good fire to cook with, Cisco?
Si, is a good fire, Pancho. The food will be ready in just a moment.
Yeah, sure smells good to me, Cisco. I'm hungrier than a bear.
Oh, what's the matter, Diablo?
Diablo not like the sound of the word bear, Cisco.
Diablo's a smart horse, Pancho, but I do not think he understands the language that well.
Aye.
Yeah, there is dust back along the trail.
Diablo know where the horses come.
Si, I believe that is it.
Somebody coming?
Si, senor. Riders. Now I can see them, two riders.
Here, help me over so my back's against that tree trunk.
But you are comfortable there, you know.
No, come on, Cisco, help me. Don't argue. That big tree there, come on.
Hey, very well.
Why don't you help, too?
Hey, come on.
Here we are. Come on. Oh, blasted leg hurts like thunder. Yeah. All right, now, hand me my rifle.
Well, one would say these riders, whoever they are not welcome to you, senor.
Well, they sure ain't. They'll have to get me, Cisco.
They are perhaps the deer hunter?
Forget that. But watch him, Cisco. It's Joey Partell and Mace Cook.
So, I know Joey Partell and I know of Mace Cook. Well, this seems to be a gathering of birds of a feather.
What birds, Cisco? Pancho not see any birds. And birds got more than one feather.
What do you mean by that remark, Cisco?
I mean this, senor. Pancho and I are helping you because you are wounded, and only for that reason. It's now very plain that these men shot you in that leg while trying to kill you.
All right, so they did, but...
We will protect you from them only until we can get you to a doctor. But I want you to understand that beyond that, Pancho, I are not taking sides. And they come up the bank now.
Howdy, Bose.
What do you want, Joey?
Oh, we're just coming to call.
Bose is good company, Joey.
Yeah. But he might invite us to eat. We had a long ride, Bose.
You ain't wanted here.
How about it, Cisco? Do we like to eat?
That is for Senor Banning to say, hombre. This is his camp.
Sure, he wants us to light and eat, Joey.
Oh. Just bashful, huh?
Get rid of them guns, then. Let Cisco have them.
Let Cisco have them. Did you hear that, Mace?
Yeah.
Let Cisco have them, he says. Bose. We'll keep our guns.
Just be sure you keep them in the holsters, hombres. And you, Banning, put down that rifle.
Oh, no. I'm aiming to hang on to it, Cisco.
Look like the start of a war to Pancho.
It sure is. And right now,
get him, Mace.
Right, stop that. And you too.
Pancho, get Banning's rifle. We will have no killings here.
Cisco, give Pancho the rifle.
Hey, wait a minute. Get away.
Maybe there'll be no killing, but you'll get all the fighting you want, Cisco.
I do not want to fight, but if I have to fight,
I will fight.
Goodbye, Cisco. Goodbye. That's the light of the day for them.
See.
The big one go down.
All right, Cisco. I ain't fighting no more.
How about you, Ori? That's enough for me, too.
Very well, then. Be on your way, pronto.
Didn't work that time, did it, Joey?
We ain't in any hurry, Bose. You double-crossing sneak. We'll see you later. We'll see you later, too, Cisco.
Anytime you please, hombre.
Come on, mate. We're leaving for now. Get up.
Well, that is about enough. Will you let us take you to a Dr. Banning, or shall Pancho and I ride on now?
No. I'll go with you, Cisco. Just keep them killers away from me.
Hey,
Joey, we're plumb loco to come into town like this.
Oh, no, we ain't. Nobody knows us here in Canyon City. I know what I'm doing.
I sure hope you do, because I don't. We ought to be on our way out of this country. Bose will spill the whole story of that holdup and killing to Cisco.
Oh, Bose ain't that loco, Mace. Bose was in on that holdup, and he knows if Cisco knew it, he'd take him to the sheriff in a minute.
I don't like it just the same, and I don't see no point in coming to town.
We're going to pay a little visit to the sheriff.
To the who?
That's what I said, the sheriff. The sheriff knows Bose. He don't know us. Come on.
So the sheriff shoved us in jail, huh?
I told you the people here were saying Bose pulled off that holdup, didn't I? And they don't connect us with it. All they know is somebody else was with Bose.
Yeah, but the sheriff's no fool.
Shut up. I'll do the talking. Howdy, Sheriff.
Oh, howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
Well, what can I do for you?
My partner and me here are cattlemen down from the north to look over this territory. Might want to buy and run some cattle.
Yeah, the cattle do right well hereabouts.
Yeah, so we've heard. But the real reason for coming in here is we run across Bose Banning out in the hills.
You did?
Where? Out along the Big Canyon Trail.
Hmm.
He was watering his horse just at the spring where the trail splits. But when he saw us coming, he rode off, pronto.
Well, but how'd you know he was Bose?
We've had trouble with that hombre at home.
Yeah?
He rustled some of our stock. We caught him and put him in jail, but he broke out. We ain't seen him till now. It was Bose, all right. I'd take an oath on it.
We couldn't mistake him, Sheriff.
And since we got here, we heard talk of that stage holdup. Thought you might like to know we'd seen him.
What names do you go by, strangers?
Well, I'm Bill Fitch, and my partner here is Joe Hannaford. Guess you've heard of us.
No, can't say I have.
Well, come up in our neck of the woods, and you sure will. Everybody knows us up there. And, Sheriff, if you do bring Bose in and Cisco and that other sidewinder along with him...
Cisco? You mean the Cisco kid?
Yeah.
Well...
They was waiting for Bose further on along the trail. If you do bring him in and can't prove nothing on Bose, just remember we'd like to have him back up north.
Well, that's kind of funny you didn't mention Cisco before.
Well, he's nothing to us, but Bose is.
Well, your story sounds all right, I guess. Where'll you be?
Over at the hotel.
All right. I'm much obliged for the information. Hey, deputy, round up a posse. We're going after Bose Banning and make it a big posse because the Cisco kid's with him. And get a hold of Jake and Harry and Fred.
Now, Mace, we'll get out on the trail and bushwhack them when they come riding in with rifles.
Because he's helping a wounded man, even one he distrusts, Cisco's life is in stark danger. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. To our exciting story of the Cisco Kid, Dishonor Among Thieves. Even though the Cisco Kid knows that Bose Banning lied to him when he said he'd been wounded accidentally by a deer hunter, Cisco has decided to stay by Banning until he can get him to a doctor. Meanwhile, Joey Partell and Mace Cook, partners with Bose in a recent stage holdup, have reported to the sheriff in Canyon City that they saw Bose and Cisco in the foothills. Joey's idea being to bushwhack Bose and Cisco as the posse brings them in. Now.
Confound it. Hurts like blazes to ride with this wounded leg.
We'll be in Canyon City in a few more minutes, Banning.
I don't know what I ever agreed to come in for anyway.
It is only common sense to have such a wound attended to. Unless, of course, you have a guilty conscience about something.
I got no guilty conscience. What do you mean?
I mean what I said, hombre.
Hey, is this a frame-up?
Are you taking me to the sheriff?
And Pancho thinks the hombre a very nervous hombre, Cisco.
Say, then you have a guilty conscience, Banning. What about?
Are you taking me to the sheriff?
Be careful with that rifle. We were taking you to the doctor. But if there is a reason why you should go to the sheriff...
Oh, no, there's no reason, Cisco. I'm just kind of jumpy on account of this leg.
I am not so sure of that. I do not trust you, Banning. Let me repeat. Pancho and I are helping you only because you are a wounded man and need attention.
Hey, wait a minute. Who's that? That's the sheriff. By thunder, this is a frame-up, Cisco. You...
Stop that rifle, Bose. We got you covered. Well, this is mighty convenient, having you hombres ride in to meet us. Get your hands up, all of you. You two and you.
Sheriff, we are taking this man to a doctor. He is wounded.
I'll see he gets a doctor. Get his guns, deputy. So you're the Cisco kid, are you?
See, Sheriff?
Pancho, think that sheriff not look nice at us, Cisco.
Be ready to ride away and fast, Pancho.
Yeah, ride away quick, quick.
Well, I've been anxious to meet up with you for a long time. I'm taking in on suspicion to that stage holdup along with Bose.
Pancho and I know nothing of any stage holdup, Sheriff. We arrived in this part of the country only an hour ago.
You're with Bose Manning, and you don't know anything about the holdup. How about it, Bose?
I don't know nothing about it either.
We got dead to rights proof on you. There was a passenger on that stage knows you. He knows how you dress, he knows your voice, and he knows that birthmark on your hand. So you might as well own up. Will Cisco with you?
Yeah, that's right.
Why, you coyote Panning, you low-down coyote? You know that is a lie.
I'll teach you to frame me. Yeah, take him in too, Sheriff. He was with me.
Put the cuffs on him, Deputy.
Sure will, Sheriff.
That's all. Nobody has put the handcuffs on us. Up, Carol. This way, Pancho. Pablo. This is fine enough.
Fine enough.
We have shaken off the pursuit, Pancho. Those bullets came close.
Oh, see, amigo, too close. One bullet takes part of him or Pancho's sombrero, eh?
A miss is as good as a mile.
What mile, Cisco? Miss what?
Oh, that is just another saying, Pancho.
Huh?
Rest here for a moment, then ride on.
A miss is a good mile. Pancho not understand it.
A miss is as good as a mile. That is the way it goes, Pancho.
Oh?
But it's not important right now.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. How we get back ahead of that posse?
Why we get ahead of the posse, Cisco? And Pancho let us stay behind. A good mile.
Wait, Pancho. I am trying to reason this out.
Reason what, Cisco? The miss and the mile?
No. Quieto.
Pancho, quieto.
It's clear now why Banning did not want to meet the sheriff.
Huh?
And I suspect those other hombres were with him on that holdup.
Si, Cisco. Cisco, no.
Banning must have double-crossed them in some way, for they were after him to kill him.
And they try hard.
And since they did not kill him... Pancho, how did the sheriff know how to ride straight to where Banning was?
Pancho not know this, Cisco.
Who told him where Banning was?
Pancho not know that neither. Pancho not tell him.
That hombre, Joey Partell, might have told him. This sort of thing Partell would do.
But why he tell the sheriff, Cisco? The sheriff just say, come, Partell, I got a nice deal for you. No?
I do not know the circumstances, but if he did tell the sheriff...
What for?
So he could lie and wait for the posse and shoot Banning from ambushes they rode in.
Ah.
Pancho, we must get back ahead of that posse and find Partell's hiding place, or there will be a murder. Okay, hurry up!
Go, go!
This is the place. Come on, Mace.
I don't know, Joey, but it looks mighty risky to me.
What's risky about it? What's the matter with you?
I ain't aiming to get tangled up with the sheriff.
You won't. Look. Look at this place. Come over here at the edge.
Yeah.
Mace, it's perfect. The main trail's right down there below us. All we have to do is aim our rifles dead on Bose and Cisco and touch them off. From here, we can't miss.
Then what?
Then we get out of here in a hurry.
Yeah, but suppose they cut us off.
There's no place they can cut us off unless they go back half a mile and swing onto this upper trail.
Well, they might do that.
Ah, use your head, Mace. They ain't going to expect nobody to do no shooting. It's going to be a couple of minutes before they realize what's going on. They'll have to figure out where the shots come from. By that time, we'll be well back on the trail.
I guess it's all right that way, but...
But what?
If we kill Bose, how are we ever going to find out where he cashed that gold?
I know he's hiding places pretty well. It's most sure to be in one of them. But right now, I'm more interested in getting Bose than I am the gold. Nobody double-crosses Joey Partell and gets away with it.
Oh, Logo, slow down.
Leave our horses here, Pancho.
Give me one foot.
Where on foot, Cisco?
Cannot be much farther on, amigo, if I'm right in my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because from a little way farther on, this upper trail rises sharply.
Mm-hmm.
Does not offer a good place to shoot from.
Cisco sure he right about that shooting?
No, I'm not at all sure, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But if I am right, we cannot stand here, for the posse will come past at any moment. Follow me.
Pancho follow.
And be careful not to make too much noise.
Pancho so fat to walk on the stone gravel without making the noise, Cisco.
Be as careful as you can.
As careful as I can.
Wait, Pancho.
What, Cisco? What Cisco see?
Look, through the bushes. Horses.
Oh, Pancho see them. They not see us, Cisco.
No, and we'd better be sure they do not, or they will nicker.
Mm-hmm.
That proves those bandidos are close by.
Oh, bandidos close by.
Might be just down below us, Pancho. I think a little ledge is down there that overlooks the lower trail.
Pancho, go see.
No, wait. You stay here.
Uh-huh.
I will creep ahead and look down.
Pancho, not ought to be so fat.
If I signal to you, you come.
You fat old Pancho. You're so fat you not can creep with Cisco. You fat old Pancho. Uh-oh. There's the signal. Now, Pancho, creep.
Pancho, quieto.
Pancho, not can quieto, Cisco.
Come here.
Huh?
Here, look down there. You see?
Oh, the bandidos, Cisco.
See, and with their rifles aimed down on that trail. And there comes the posse inside.
Santo, Cisco, they killed somebody. What do we do?
I will shoot some of that rock dust into their eyes, Pancho. They will both jump down there and make sure they do not escape.
Pancho jump on one of these hombres, he goes squish, squash.
Yeah, there's enough room to spare. Do not need to jump on them, amigo. There, they aim the rifle.
Cisco, shoot quick, see?
I'm keeping the rest of my team.
Hey, walk in, Thunder. Oh, Cisco again, huh?
They jumped us, Sheriff. They was robbing us.
You're the two cattlemen, ain't you?
The two what? Cattlemen?
That's what they told me they was.
Ho, ho, ho. The only cattle they know are the ones they steal, Sheriff. Mark my words. They are Joey Partell and Mace Cook. Two of the worst bad men in the whole Southwest.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
And if I were you, I would question them very closely in regard to that stage holdup. Not to mention this attempted murder.
See, these hombres just about to shoot Banning. Maybe you, Sheriff, when Cisco stop them.
I'll question them all right, don't worry. You and that other hombre come along too, Cisco. Well, kind of looks as if you'd done me a good turn. But I want the full story. Grab them two coyotes, boys. I guess Cisco and his partner will come in without any help.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
The sheriff believe us.
Oh, of course he believe us, amigo. It was not hard to get those three hombres to cross each other up in their stories.
Pancho think before they get through, they be in each other's throats.
At each other's throats, Pancho.
At. Pancho also think these hombres not live long, Cisco.
Not if that murder is proof against them, amigo.
Pancho go to live long, Cisco.
I hope you do, Pancho. You are healthy.
Healthy?
You lead a good, clean life.
A good, clean life.
There is no reason why you should not live to a ripe old age.
Pancho grandpapa Felipe lived to a ripe old age, Cisco.
Si. How old is your grandpapa Felipe, Pancho?
Pancho think his grandpapa Felipe 100 years old.
100 years old?
Right.
Oh, that is a very good old age.
Mm-hmm.
To what does your grandpapa Felipe attribute his long life, Pancho?
What does it mean?
Why does he think he has lived so long?
Oh, he know why he lived so long, Cisco. Oh, see, my grandpapa Felipe, he knows this.
Well, then tell me, Pancho. How does he know why he has lived so long?
It's very easy, Cisco.
Then how?
My grandpapa Felipe say he lived so long because he born so far back.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West. The Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Well, there's not much to get into since no one's actually left me any comments lately, sent me any voicemails. So if you want to send me a voicemail, just call, leave a voicemail at 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. If you want any of our contact information and, you know, you're driving right now, just go to otrwesterns.com and you'll see it right there on the right-hand side. Actually, in every post, I do have the phone number in there, so if you want to call and leave a phone number, or leave me a message, that is. Also, if you do listen on iTunes, I would appreciate a review. I only have, you know, 5 or 6 reviews up there, so I've got some high stars, so there's no comments. Actually, I got 14 stars, or 14 people have rated my podcast. So if I can get more, I know there's about 300 of you listening, and I know at least half of those people get it from iTunes. So if you could, you know, see a way of, you know, when you go to download, when you go to update your iPod, just leave me a comment or just rate the podcast. The more ratings I have, it shows other people that, hey, it's a good podcast. And since 300 people are still subscribing every day to every show, I'm pretty sure that you guys are enjoying what I'm doing. So I think that's it. This is a longer ending. So let's close it out. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon, or 2 episodes, possibly. And we'll see you then. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.